Hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
What up, San Leandro Mo? What up, Roasters? Again, we're giving you a chance to win a jersey, 7:30. Be tuned. Be tuned. This segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Before we get to, I got some thoughts on Brock Purdy, and just I'll read some stats on what he's doing here. It's really, really amazing what he's done.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
I am happy. I'm very happy with Brock Purdy. You see the quarterbacks around the league? Boy, I'm very, very happy with Brock Purdy. It could be Carolina. It could be Cleveland. It could be a lot of these bad, the Raiders. You know, shout out to the Raiders. They got a win yesterday. They got a win. Shout out to the Raider Nation, 2-2.
To play both sides when it comes to the Raiders.
Who's the Raiders out? Who they have next week?
Bo Nix and his 67 yards passing.
Raiders would be 3-2. That defense is real, though, at Denver. They got a legit defense.
That's a horrible loss for the Jets, by the way.
Horrible. Zerline's done. You want to talk about cooked? You want to get on with now? Greg Zerline's cooked.
Legatron?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
How about the guy kicking a 63-yarder yesterday?
I know, Sly, with the guns. With the guns?
Actually, I thought the guy with the guns was the referee yesterday. The head referee had cannons. My guy was jacked, bro.
They hit the weight room. They hit the weight room tough. Referees now, like somebody's, D. Wright, Darrell Wright. Shout out Darrell Wright. He sent me a video of Gucci Man, James Williams, you know, because the NBA's back and media days today for the Golden State Warriors down at Chase Center. So basketball is going to be
today?
Here before it's today.
God, the Stine NBA's coming back way too soon.
Stine and Guru will be live at Chase Center today for media day. I think Mike Dunleavy is going to stop by.
Yay!
Kyle Anderson is going to stop by. Buddy Hield's going to stop by. So they're going to talk. They're going to be down there at media day at Chase Center. So James Williams, Gucci Man,
huh?
What makes you say that?
You were really excited when you said his name.
Just promoting the show. I'm
we're
excited.
Buying stock in Buddy.
I'm definitely buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. Buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. We have no other choice.
No, you have choices in life. You don't have to. You have choices. You don't have to. I know I am.
Speaking
hold on. James Williams, you got me sidetracked here. Gucci Man. You talk about referees with guns. Well, NBA refs now, like, they're white. Gucci Man was wearing earrings. He had, like, ice in his ears. And he was saying, there was a video where he said, the ball does lie. The ball lies all the time. And he goes on this little rant. I'm like, too many referees are getting airtime these days.
Does he have his own social media account?
He was on some podcast or something.
But he had Malloy!
But James Williams, a.k.a. Gucci Man, had, like, ice in his ears. Like, he had two big fat earrings. I'm like, man, I need to get my fat ass into shape and become an NBA official. They get paid well. Got ice in the ears, wearing chains, fresh cuts. Gucci Man's never had a bad lighting, has he? Never had a bad lighting. Haircuts are always fresh.
All these referees that you read when you read their stuff, and we'll get back into the Niners, but whenever you read them, like, I like to go to Italy. I like to go to Paris. Like, I'm not surprised he's got ice in his ears.
Yes, I know.
I mean, like,
They're living the life.
You know, and the fact that they're all, you know, probably, you know. On the take.
On the what?
On the take.
What's the take? What's that?
I don't trust any of them. I've seen the Donaghy doc.
All right. Do you trust Brock Purdy?
Of course I do.
In his first 25 career starts, he's got the highest passer rating for a quarterback through his first 25 career starts since 1970. Look at this list. Number 5, Deshaun Watson. Number 4, Dan Marino.
Wait a minute. You can't just gossip. Deshaun Watson had the highest in 25 starts?
No. That was number 5.
That's what
number
I'm saying. Like, wow.
Top 5.
Wow.
He was really good. We forget.
Watson.
Things have gone sideways for him, no doubt.
Number 4?
Dan Marino.
Wow, that's a name.
Yeah, that is a name.
Okay.
Number 3, Kurt Warner. 106.2.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Number 2. Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
112.5. And number 1, Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Now, how about this? Highest completion percentage through the first 25 career starts in franchise history. Number 5, Alex Smith. Number 4, Colin Kaepernick. Number 3, Jeff Garcia. Number 2, Joe Montana. Number 1, Brock Purdy. And he's number 1 by a long shot. Montana had a 63% completion percentage. Now the rules were different.
Yeah,
we understand all that. Yeah, but Brock Purdy started at 69%. He's completed 69% of his passes through the first 25 starts of his career. Most passing touchdowns in franchise history through his first 25 career starts. Well, number five is Steve Spurrier. The old ball coach of Florida.
Number one overall pick.
Heisman Trophy winner. Number four, Joe Montana. Number three, Colin Kaepernick. Number two, Jeff Garcia. Number one, Brock Purdy with 47 touchdown passes. Number two, Jeff Garcia at 41. The highest passer rating through the quarterback's first 25 starts is Brock Purdy, and it's not even close. Basically, what I'm saying is that this guy is rewriting the record book with the San Francisco 49ers, a place where John Brody and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Garcia and all these guys play quarterback. Brock Purdy is excelling at an unbelievable level. That makes me, as we talk about Fred Warner last segment and discuss him and being the defensive captain, well, we know we've got a quarterback. Yeah. And there's no doubts about it. This guy's a pretty damn good quarterback, Brock Purdy.
It's not the same. Regarding all the numbers, because those numbers you cited, they all pass the eyeball test, right? Which is the number one thing. Like, he passes the eyeball test. But, like, and I know, like, for the three-point shots now, you see all the numbers that are being thrown up, and it kind of dilutes how great a Reggie Miller was or a Larry Bird, because they just didn't shoot the volume that these guys shoot now, right? It doesn't mean those guys weren't great. It's comparative to their eras. So, all those things that you reference, like, I know that the stats are going to put him at the top. I would just say, look amongst his contemporaries and look around the league and look at quarterback play and look where it's going, okay? And you tell me, this guy's an upper echelon quarterback.
Yep.
There's just no other way around it. Is he the best player in the league? No. But he's closer to that than he is in the middle, that's for sure. And I look at the thing that you didn't cite, which is, to me, using the legs on third down to be able to move the chains, whether it's running for first downs, whether it's scrambling or rolling left or right to get first down throws on like broken plays or creating an angle to get a throw to a specific route that was called in the huddle. He just does a great job of keeping this team on schedule. To me, and I was looking into the advanced numbers, to me, the area where they're really excelling as a team is throwing on second and short.
Yeah.
Second and short, the whole playbook opens up, and this is by design, but also Brock Purdy's gunslinger mentality of throwing it deep. They're crushing it on second and short right now in terms of passing.
It's a great down to throw on because you know you have third down in your back pocket. If you don't take a sack, you're going to face a third and short, even if it's an incomplete pass. Just don't want to take a sack, have a penalty, intentional grounding or whatnot, but they have been aggressive, but at the same time, the numbers cite that they've been basically like this for the last two seasons, and that's a good sign. That is a very good sign. They still want to get to the 30 carries, but the leash is off of Brock Purdy in terms of where he can throw the football, pardon me, and he's throwing deep down the field. He's throwing down the field. He's taking shots. He's stretching defense, so that's the evolution, too, where a defense knows, man, we can't just guard the first 15 yards or within this 15-yard box. We got to guard the entire field, sideline to sideline, deep down the field. So Brock Purdy's playing at an excellent level. That right there throughout the last 2 weeks, I know they lost last week, but that calms the waters when you know your quarterback is going to keep you in the game or is going to put you in a position to win, and he's going to make valuable plays for your football team. That calms everything for me.
After seeing what we've seen through the first 4 or 5 weeks, it does make you kind of think about the allocation of money at wide receiver going forward, because Juwan Jennings has been so good. I love the three wide receiver sets, and I know because you got IU, because you got Debo back, and Jennings, the first play of the game, you know, Mason was on the sidelines, and they threw a little toss to Debo Samuel because they put Jennings and IU out there. I just need to find ways to get Jennings on the field. Right now, Jennings is a winning player. I'm not saying the other guys aren't. It's just I got to be creative. And so these three wide receiver sets are, I think, dynamic for them right now. And I did not think that that was going to be an element heading into the year. And seeing Juwan Jennings and how physical he is and the big body that is just so unique to the other two wide receivers that they have, and even Cowings and Pearsall, like I gotta continue to find ways to get him out there. Also, if teams are going to play man-to-man, he gives me a guy that can win a one-on-one matchup, even if I'm like, if I'm Jennings and I'm being clouded by someone, I know as Brock Purdy, I could throw the ball his way because his catch radius is really good with a guy draped on him. The other element of going when teams go man, because that's what a lot of the New England did, they went man on him. Purdy has to run. He's got to be willing to gash them via the run, and he did it a couple of times yesterday in specific spots where it's like, all right, you're going to man us up across the board, and we're going to run these deep routes. I've got to be the beater on being able to scramble outside of the pocket and pick up first downs, and he's shown that propensity.
Well, stick it on Jennings for a second. You see it in Buffalo where Josh Allen's throwing to Keon Coleman, and he's just getting in position, being a big body wide receiver. And it got me to think, like, boy, Anquan Boldin was like that, but he wasn't as tall as Juwan Jennings. The 49ers haven't had a guy like this in a very long time where you can't throw the ball in one-on-one situation and say, hey, Juwan Jennings, go make a play. And his ability to go make a play, his confidence is through the roof right now. Kyle Shanahan mentioned after the game, but he's always had the confidence. But being a big body wide receiver who could high point the football, who's going deep down the field and positioning himself very well like a power forward, grabbing a rebound off the glass. Juwan Jennings could do that. And so now you have that element. You know, that element of having a 6'3 guy, 215, 220, who's nasty, who's physical. That gets me excited about Ricky Pearsall. Because now if you could get a guy who's great in quick area or short area quickness and in intermediate, the 4 to 5 yard route tree where you can run a quick out, you can run a quick dig, you can run a quick slant. Now you get Pearsall in here. I'm very eager to see what Pearsall is because now I got this element of Juwan Jennings. I have Brandon Ayuk running routes. Deebo Samuel's just a playmaker. Boy, I they've got weapons, man. They've got weapons. And I think this offense is slowly starting to crank up, man. And so, yeah, Juwan Jennings, I think this guy coming along here, getting the 88 yards yesterday, they just haven't had this in a while.
Did you think they were trying to force some stuff, Brock and Kyle, to Ayuk yesterday?